Tom Sausage Lion by Michael Morpurgo. Chapter 1. It was Christmas Eve when Tom first saw the lion. His mother had sent him out to fetch the logs, and there was a lion padding through the orchard with a string of sausages hanging from its mouth. Tom ran back inside the house to tell them, but his father just laughed, and his mother said he must have been imagining things. He told them and he told them, but they wouldn't even come out to look.
"But it's true," Tom shouted. "It was a real lion, I know it was."
"Perhaps it just looked like a lion," said his mother. "After all, it is getting dark outside, isn't it, dear?"
"It couldn't have been anything else," Tom said. "There's nothing else looks like a lion."
But they wouldn't listen. "That's enough, Tom," said his father, who was already cross. "It's Christmas Eve, not April Fool's Day. You don't really expect us to believe a story like that, do you? We're not that stupid, you know. I don't want to hear another word about it, hear me? Else I'll send you to your room, Christmas Eve or no Christmas Eve."
"But it was a lion, a real lion," said Tom. "Honest."
"Right, that's it," his father said, banging the table and pointing to the door. "Upstairs." And so Tom was sent to bed early on Christmas Eve, and when he dreamt that night, it was not of angels or of Father Christmas, but of lions. All Christmas Day nothing more was said about the lion, until Uncle Bertie and Auntie Rose came for tea, as they always did. Even then Tom didn't really mean to tell them about the lion, because he knew they wouldn't believe him either. Somehow it just slipped out.
"And what's the little lad going to be when he grows up?"
Uncle Bertie asked, putting his teacup down.